story. So, Dad, you said you had an interesting weather story for me. Could you tell me about this story?
Yeah, this was back in about 1985. We called it the Labor Day Storm. We were doing a highway construction project out on Highway 13 just outside of Superior. The rain started about 10 o'clock. It must have been Monday evening on Labor Day. It started raining about 10 o'clock that evening, and the home we lived in was a Wausau-style home, so you could really hear the rain hitting on the roof with the open-type ceilings. It rained just buckets till about 12 o'clock, and it was about that time in the evening I received a phone call. Somebody from our office has called and said we have water going over our temporary roadway out on Highway 13. So I said, could you get together with the foreman from your project, the foreman who worked for the contractor, and go out there and see what we can do to help save the roadway. So I got in my car, and I called the foreman, and I got in my car and went for a ride with my wife at that time. We went out and headed towards the project. We were living in South Range up on a hill at the time, and as we start traveling down the hill, we could see how the drainage runs were filled with water, and at one location even we could see where somebody's wood pile was floating right across the highway. The water come up so high and took on their wood pile and started dragging it right across the highway. But we got through some of those low areas because the water was still coming up. And so it was getting around 12:30, 1 o'clock. We started heading towards the project on Highway 13 just out east of Superior. We were trying to get towards what they call the location of the windmill out there. On our way out there, we came to the couple of creeks called Dutchman and Morrison. Well, the water had gone up so high by that time that it was running right over the Highway 13 at the, I believe that was the Dutchman Creek. So we had to stop there and turn around, and then we headed back towards our home, and then as while we were trying to get back going towards home the same way we came the first time, all the little low spots in the roadways that we were traveling were all full of water at that point, and so we had no way of getting through to get back home. So at that point we turned around and headed back towards Superior. We were able to get into Superior. We stopped at a restaurant and had some hot chocolate, I believe, at that time, and it was still raining hard. We were probably getting around 2 or 3 in the morning by this time. Then just talking with some different people, we found out we might be able to get home if we headed back south on Highway 35 towards Patterson Park and then come in from the southwest to get back home. So we went that direction, went down Highway 35, crossed County B, back up County K, and up into South Range, which was back on top of the hill. Is kind of have a view you can look over Lake Superior at that location. There was a lot of high water in that, all the streams, but luckily that direction going back home, we were able to get back home and wait at least till the morning when the rain let up a little bit to go back out to the highway to see what had happened. Now when we got back home, it was about 4:30 in the morning, I guess it was, and around 6 o'clock, I suppose, we got up and I headed back out to the project. By that time, the water had gone down enough so you could drive on most of the county roads and state roads. And we headed out to the project. And when I got out to the project, we were doing on Highway 13. And we were working on the project by the Amnicon and Miller Creek at that time. This was the second year of a two-year project. We had a temporary roadway we had put in with just a smaller 24-inch temporary pipe. And the new road, we had about a 6-foot pipe under it. Well, the little 24-inch pipe didn't handle the water, so the new roadway being right alongside of our little existing temporary roadway was probably 15 to 20 feet higher. Well, the water had built up that high, almost 15 to 20 feet. And at that location, we already had our sand and gravel on the new roadway on top of the clay embankment, the clay fill that has been built. The clay all stayed, but all the sand and gravel was washed right off the new roadway, cut right through it, and just washed it into the ditch on the north side of the highway. But you could see at that location where we had almost 15 to 20 feet of water had been standing during the night at that location. So there's no way we were going to get out there to try to do anything, even if you could get to the location. other areas in the same storm up towards Fort Wayne also had some pretty extensive damage. Fort Wayne has three directions to get to it by, unless you come by Lake Superior. You can come from the west on Highway 13, you can come from the east on Highway 13, or the south on County Highway 8. Well, every direction there was a stream crossing or a bridge or culvert that either got washed out or taken out by the storm. So at that time, Fort Wayne was cut off from three different directions. They were completely cut off for anybody trying to come and go from that community, all caused by the same rainstorm. A lot of the estimates were the rain was anywhere from, depending where you're at, 6 to 8 inches of rain fell in that heavy downpour that night and caused all these streams up in the clay basin that all drains to Lake Superior all to flood over that night. So it was quite a remarkable rain event that most people that were out in will probably never forget. And the damage it did to the existing roadways was unbelievable. A lot of work and maintenance work had to be done for the next week or two afterwards just to get the roads back open to traffic, just get them passable again.
So about how long were you out in that storm?
Well, we left home around 12 o'clock that night, midnight, when I had received that call, and we got back close to home around 4:30, 5 o'clock the next morning. Just by the time we found a way, we had tried getting home from the north, northeast on some town and county roads, but everywhere we went, either pipes were washed out or the water was over the road, so we couldn't get back. So, but like I said earlier, we were able to get back when we came in from the southwest. We went down towards Pass and Park and came back up County B and K and were able to come back to South Range on top of the hill that direction. So we were out a good 4 to 5 hours that night in this rainstorm.
Have you ever experienced something like that before?
Nothing prior to that point. I've never seen that many inches of rain in that amount of time up in this clay area. I have seen other rainstorms where they've hit that I wasn't in, where I went to the next day down towards St. Croix Falls, where they had also 6 to 8 inch rain in probably just a shorter duration. And what that can do to damage, when, especially when you're in the process of building a roadway and everything's kind of open, it's amazing what that amount of water can do. It's way over things that are designed. Bridges are designed to handle 100-year floods, 100-year storms. Well, something like this was way more than a 100-year storm. And the design of bridges and culverts weren't made for that large a storm. And so things just don't hold up, and you have to repair things when they get done after those.
So would you have said that you were scared when you were up in the storm?
Well, I don't know if it was that there was a lot of lightning or anything, but the scariest part of it all was every time you traveled through one of those shallow ravines and there's water going over the road, you really had to be careful in case the road was washed out. Some of the areas the road was washed out, and we had to turn around and go back. And there was fire departments out there helping, closing roads off, trying to pull cars that were stalled out of locations, because you got to be careful so cars don't get trapped down in these little swales and get washed downstream like it happened in some flash floods. Most of the problem, the fear of anything here, was just when you were traveling, when you came to these ravines or water over the road, that the roadway was still in place.
So it was just you and your wife?
Yeah, it was just the two of us, and then I think we ended up finding somebody that had a stalled car and getting them a ride back into Superior. They weren't able to get home either. So then we met some people at a restaurant in town that night talking so we could find our way back. So everybody was out kind of in the same problem, having the same problems getting around the county that night. So.
Okay, so thank you for sharing that story with me.
You're welcome.